Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivashari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jai Shri Prabhupada Ki Okay. Today is English class day, so means the class is in English, and you're also having a class on English. No, I think I'm okay with that. So you're beginning the Varnashram 21 qualities again. At least that's what I was told. So we'll also begin with the first quality, which is the quality of truthfulness. And this is a little introduction. Conveniently, I had a PowerPoint presentation, which we're actually talking on truthfulness. And I think it'll take a few days to go through it. I'm just going to give a little introduction today, and for tomorrow we'll try the other projector, which is stronger. This is too weak in this strong sunlight. That's correct, right? 21 qualities. We're going over. In our Varnashram committee, we're working on training or teaching subject matter for these 21 qualities, and that's progressing very nicely, as well as going forward on the lessons on the ashramas, as well as other important features of Varnashram, also producing, writing books on that. But we don't want to let the topic sort of die. And therefore, we want to continue that there's a regular series. Now, I'm here until next Friday or Saturday before I go away for a week. But then I thought that I would go through this truthfulness, which is this presentation is something we're actually doing for our, well, I won't use this word vlog. It sounds like something from outer space, and but our outreach preaching. The other name for it we have is the SRS branding and so on, but that doesn't sound so good either. And the presentation that we actually already gave once in Budapest at the BO House. And it's a little detail, and it talks about truthfulness because as a feature of, well, you can see that, an aspect of self-development. And that's what these 21 qualities are about. It's about self-development, which is a very interesting terminology, because it also raises the question, at least for us as devotees, is that do we need to develop ourselves? And of course, the natural answer generally is yes, because we're here to become pure Vaishnavas. Question is whether we actually have the qualification to become a pure Vaishnav, or maybe I'll put it another way, whether we are in the best situation, we're best situated for developing our devotional qualities to the pure devotional stage. And just before that, I'm going to ask the question, which I asked the other day at Bhaktivedanta Manor, and I almost walked out because I got no answer from anybody. And that was, I asked, what's the qualification for bhakti, for devotional service? I just wanted one word.
Faith.
Okay, who was going to give that answer? Okay, well, the Hungarian devotees are a little better educated than the English because no one knew the answer in a room that was completely packed. So that's the qualification for bhakti. It's the only qualification for bhakti is faith. But faith is dependent on, in one sense, on who you are. And even if someone has faith for bhakti or in devotional service, but it's like building a building. What you need for a building is a foundation. But the nature of the earth also will depend upon how well you can establish your foundation and how well you can build. If you're trying to build in quicksand, you can argue as much as you want. You know what quicksand is? You don't have it in Dubai, though. If you have quicksand, it's like mud that sucks you in. Once you get in it, you can't get out. Either you get pulled out or you get pulled down. So you can argue as much as you want about foundation being the only requirement to build an edifice of devotional service, but if you try to establish a foundation in quicksand, then it's hopeless. So better to actually build on in good earth, especially rocky earth, then you know that your foundation's not going to sink. So developing ourselves as people is a very important aspect of developing ourselves as devotees. And when we do these presentations, outreach presentations to karmis, we're not really doing it as a prerequisite for bhakti, although our plan is that by hopefully elevating these people a little in terms of their persona or who they are, we can then get them to be more open and understanding of devotional service. Otherwise, in the world today, people are so lost, so contaminated by sinful activity, that it's extremely hard for them to understand even the ABCs of spiritual life, like the difference between the body and the soul. And so the purpose of our outreach preaching is give people tools by which they can better themselves, by which they can develop themselves, for which there's a real captive audience. Many people are coming to the realization that material life, well, in one word, stinks. And it doesn't, you don't get anywhere, you just become a worse person. And that's really what education's about, that's especially what employment is about, it's what politics is about, it's what our economic system is all about. It's just about getting as much as you can out of the world and out of your neighbor, and as long as you're getting richer, then that's good. And anything that's in the way of that is bad, even if it means becoming humble, sincere, honest, and so on. So this presentation is based on the four basic qualities of which we call religious principles. And as you can see, these are compassion, truthfulness, austerity, and cleanliness. And one presentation we've been having is the one which is on compassion. And that's the presentation that we've done on ahimsa. And of course, one aspect of ahimsa is what you eat. So we've been emphasizing the benefits of a vegetarian lifestyle. And ahimsa has many different features, many different approaches. So let me ask you, of course, you know, I just mentioned. So compassion is connected to meeting. If you want to develop compassion, then you have to start meeting. Unless one gives up meeting, you can't be emphatic towards a certain class of society and be indifferent to the sufferings of other part of society. And the majority of society is non-human. I'm not talking about the two-legged non-humans, I'm talking about those who have multiple legs or those who don't have any legs, like the fish. So there's only 7 billion of us on this planet, but there's many, many more, considering that humans kill 90 billion animals a year. There must be hundreds of billions of other living entities. And it's quite ironic that in a primarily democratic world, we only apply democracy to the humans. We don't apply democracy to the animals. We don't ask them whether they want to become food on our plate. We just take it for granted that because we're more clever, then we can outwit them and make them into food. So, in order to really have empathy and compassion, one needs to give up meat eating and practice ahimsa. In order to be truthful, one has to give up gambling and speculation. And these are connected to the four regulative principles. And for, you know, devotees who sometimes doubt the validity or the importance of Varnashram, these are vows that we take every time you get initiated, but they actually have nothing to do with spiritual life. Only chanting Hare Krishna is the vow. So why did Prabhupada introduce taking these four vows? They're not there anywhere else. Why are these four principles that Prabhupada says follow the four regulative principles? These are not spiritual activities. These are religious activities. They're the basis of religiosity. They're the basis of Varnashram. They're the four of the 21 religious qualities. So it's because Srila Prabhupada was also emphasizing that, yes, you have to follow the basic tenets of Varnashrama. Truthfulness is very important. It's very important, not only even in the sense of being a good person, or in terms of self-development, and truthfulness has many aspects. Truthfulness is important because we are seekers of truth. So you can't be interested in the absolute truth and not be interested in relative truths. And sometimes devotees fall into that trap, saying that, well, Krishna told Yudhisthira Maharaj to lie, and so therefore it doesn't really matter if you lie as long as you're a devotee. But that's not what the implication of the necessity of this quality is. This quality necessitates that, yes, in order to not be able to recognize, practice the absolute truth, you also have to know how to be expert in relative truth. And since Yudhisthira Maharaj, if you remember, before he lied, his response to Krishna was, I've never lied in my life. So if you've never lied in your life, then when Krishna asks you to lie, then you can lie for Krishna. But if we're habituated to lying, then that takes us out of the same category, or that same, using Yudhisthira Maharaj as an excuse, because the qualities don't match up. So, truthfulness, this quality of being truthful, is extremely important, because this is what it is, param satyam dhimahi. So this param satyam, and in Sanskrit, truthfulness is called satyam. So one has to learn how to be truthful, and unfortunately, the world that we live in doesn't teach us truthfulness. I'm just going to go to what the definition of truthfulness is. These things over here that you see will come on to at a later date, maybe tomorrow or the day after. But as you know, truthfulness is the second leg of, we use this word sacredness, and don't pay attention to this, this is just sort of a personal story. That's me under the dog over there. And here's a good dictionary definition of truthfulness. To be in accord with reality in one's thoughts, speech, and action. To be in accord. So I thought this was a very good definition, and we'll use this later on. Because this means that truthfulness means that you have to be in accord with absolute reality. And if you're not in line with absolute reality, then you can't really be truthful. So there is a very important correlation between knowing what reality is and what reality is in relationship to also our thoughts, our speech, and action. In other words, our thoughts have to be in accord with reality, but you have to know what absolute reality is in relationship to thought. Absolute in relationship to thought means smartam yam satatam Vishnu. You never forget Krishna. You're always thinking about Krishna. In speech, it means, well, speaking about Krishna or avoiding those things which diverge from Krishna. Just this morning, I was listening to one musician who was talking to Srila Prabhupada, and she was asking how much should we chant Hare Krishna, and Prabhupada said, well, the minimum is 16 rounds, but actually you should be chanting all day long. He said, that's the minimum, but it's actually satatam kirtayanto mam. And action means that all one's activities should be devotional service. We should be directly connecting all of our activities to devotional service, or better yet, all our activities should be directly bhakti. So when we're in accord, because very often we talk about truthfulness is something what you say, but here truthfulness is connected to what you think, and truthfulness is connected to what you do, aside from being connected to what you say. And of course, if you really get used to just talking things that are not the truth, ultimately you start to trick yourself into thinking things that are truthful, and ultimately that means that your actions will also be untruthful. So this is a very comprehensive definition, because it doesn't just relate to what you're saying. Did you speak a lie? But it's more than that. Are you thinking a lie? Are you tricking? Are you lying to yourself? Are you honest with yourself and in your thinking process? Because that thinking, that precedes this. And this is a consequence of this. So in order to be saying something that's not truthful, you have to be a crooked thinker. In other words, crooked means you're not honest thinker. That one isn't thinking in an honest way. And of course, that may be either because we're just so habituated like that, that we're tricking ourselves into who we think we are, or how issues and circumstances should be approached. And as a result of that, what comes out of our mouth may be being sort of honesty means, or truthfulness means that you speak a lie, you don't speak the truth, you speak half a truth, and there are different variations of what it means not to be honest or truthfulness. Now, of course, this word truthfulness in Hungarian is not so easily translated. We settled with őszintesség that igazmondás, őszintesség, becsületesség, these are sort of words that we use. So really the definition, to be accord with reality. And then for devotees, reality really means Krishna consciousness. That is everything that we're thinking. Do we think in terms of a Krishna conscious, in relationship to Krishna consciousness? Is everything that we think related to Krishna? Now, not just thinking about Krishna, but this is what Prabhupada books are for. This is what Bhagavad Gita is for. This is what Srimad Bhagavatam is for. Is that when we think, and when we think about what we're going to do, what we're going to say, how we're going to live, how we're going to work, that all of these things, all of this thinking process takes place in a Krishna conscious framework. In other words, in relationship to reality. Or do we think in terms of the illusory world around us in the way that we've been brainwashed? So this definition says that when you think outside of Krishna consciousness, you think outside of Srimad Bhagavatam, you're not truthful. And the first person that you're lying to is yourself. And what's the first lie? Yes. That I'm this body.